This is KUT. Starting today, all the candidates running for the Austin City Council can start collecting campaign contributions. KUT's Joy Diaz reports, although many things will be radically different this election cycle, some things will remain practically the same.
For years and years and years, local elections were held in May. This year, for the first time, they'll be held in November. That's one change. Another one, Austinites will only elect one person citywide, the mayor. All other candidates will be elected solely by voters in one of 10 geographic districts. Janet Goodall is the city clerk. She's noticed there's one thing that won't change this November.
Nothing was adopted in the last charter amendment that related to campaign contributions.
The charter still says individuals can contribute $300, although when adjusted for inflation, the limit is $350 instead. Starting today, the money race begins. Nobody's taking this moment for granted. Not even the most seasoned candidate in the mayor's race, current council member Mike Martinez.
Several folks have tried to make contributions at different events or just seeing me sitting down at Joe's coffee shop. And we've just politely and respectfully thanked them and said, you know, we will call you back on May 8th.
And calling they are. They're also knocking on doors and attending every possible event, because another thing that's different is that this time elections are expected to cost each candidate much more than local elections in the past. Steve Adler is also a mayoral candidate.
There'll be maybe 200,000 people voting because the election is in November, as opposed to 40 or 50,000 people that have historically voted in city municipal elections. So there are a lot more people to get to and to reach. I think it does cost more to reach more people.
Not only are more people expected to vote, City Clerk Goodall says more people than ever before are expected to run.
We've at least internally discussed potentially having anywhere from 50 to 60 candidates. So, you know, that's a fairly significant number of people to keep track of and get their forms filed correctly and on time.
With so many changes taking place this election cycle, Goodall takes comfort in the fact that, at least, the process for accepting and soliciting campaign contributions is still the same. Joy Diaz, KUT News.